folks. It's Jay Marks again from FTS Flex Training System. We're on our segment here of fitness and well-being. Today's segment, we're going to talk about what to look for in a fitness club or amenity. A lot of people have been asking questions of what type of club should I join, what type of equipment do I need, what kind of classes do they offer. So what we have here today is a City of Toronto facility where actually I train a few clients, and I'll talk a little bit about what the City of Toronto and Parks and Recreation offer as opposed to a private club, and just give you the differences on the price, what classes they offer, amenities such as pool or saunas and whatnot. So we're going to actually just start probably on the inside. You're going to follow me in and we'll get started. All right, so to give you an example, Parks and Recreation offer A, B, and C type facilities. A would be a higher up membership, $300 a year, would offer pool, sauna, steam room that you would have access to. C would be the lower end, such as this facility, where they do offer a pool. They do offer showers, but no sauna. And the pool would be at times that you may not be able to get in, like during the day, maybe just after school. So a type C facility, which we're going to use today, or show you today, basically we'll have everything you need. And I'm going to talk about what piece of cardio you should be looking for, types of free weights you can be using. A facility such as this could cost you anywhere from $30 for 3 months, $60 for 6 months, or $100 for the year. Can't go wrong. It's like less than a cup of coffee a day to start training and exercising. So come on in here. First and foremost, most people, other than asking about prices, is what type of equipment do they have? Any good facility should have at least a few treadmills, such as this, Vision Fitness, Life Fitness, step machines, recumbent bikes. The more options, the more variety, the less excuse people have not to join and say, oh, I didn't have this, this, and that. And most gyms, commercial gyms, will have at least 5 or 10 of these per floor, per gym. When you do join up a gym, what you should be looking for is also a proper tour or orientation of the facility. The Parks and Recreation, such as this place, they do give you a facility orientation. They may or may not have qualified staff to train you, but they should be able to go through how to sign up for equipment, hours of operation, which we'll talk about later. Same with the commercial gym. A commercial gym will give you probably a more detailed service, such as fitness testing, where they do your body fat measurements. In a place such as Park and Recreations, it's more just sign up, do your orientation, and you're on your own. But like we said, first thing you want to make sure is there's ample cardio equipment. Most places will allow 30 to 40 minutes. Again, it's depending on the place. So again, hopefully when you do take a tour of these places, they'll actually let you try out some of the equipment, get a feel for it. So someone who has a bad knee or joint problems can use, this is a cross trainer. What this allows you to do is do a cardiovascular workout without any putting pressure on your knees or joints. So feet are never moving off the platform, hence there's no pressure on the knees and joints. Very good for older adults or people that are injured. Then you got your traditional treadmills, which people will use for running. Life Fitness makes great treadmills for running because they have a flex deck. The deck will actually flex as you're running. Like I said, maybe not all Parks and Recreation facilities will have Life Fitness equipment, but most commercial gyms will. And you can go just walk, you can raise it on an incline, very good source of exercise. Whatever you choose, it's up to you. It all depends on your heart rate and where you should be, and that will be our next segment when we talk about where you should be for cardiovascular working out. As long as you're doing something that's raising your heart rate up, so it could be this. So this is still working heart and lungs efficiently, just targeting different muscles. Again, you wanna make sure all the facilities have something that you'll enjoy doing where you can cross train and do more than just one, just the treadmill, just the stepper. So in a gym such as this, you may not find high-end equipment, but really anything can work as long as it's in decent shape. So we got like machines that can work your legs, leg press machines, free weights are when you actually take a plate and you load it onto the machine where you have to balance the weight. Machines, cable machines would be anything that's used in a pulley system. So these are what we call pin select machines where you don't have to balance the weight, you've got the weight controlled and you select the weight by putting a pin in, usually going up in 10-pound increments. And the machines are a great way for anyone to train who has an injury or they're just starting off. You don't need a spotter for them. So if you go to a gym that's all machines, the disadvantage is you're not enough free weights, and free weights also help with your strength. So you want to get some that's a mix of 50-50, 50% machine, 50% free weights. Free weight is weight that's not attached to a fixed item. So dumbbells should range for anywhere from 2-3 pounds, you got 5 pounds, all the way up to the heavier weights. Now this is where where a trainer comes in handy, because you can do different exercises. But again, when you're using a cable machine, it takes away any room for serious injury. You don't have to balance the weight. So an exercise like this can be made up on the spot if another piece of equipment is being used. So give an example, that works the back muscle, but over here, if someone was using this machine, I would do that. Or if someone was using that, I'm doing the same exercise right here. The only difference was I was on a different piece of equipment. So there's fancy names for all of these equipment. Again, through the orientation or through your visit to the local gym, they'll go through that with you. As long as you want to make sure there's ample pieces of cardio equipment, ample free weights, machines, and benches, and probably mirrors. So that's what to look for inside a gym. Now, in some gyms, you actually have swimming pools, saunas, hot tubs. That's to the preference or choice of the person, but you pay more money for that. Just to use a fitness room such as that would cost you $100 a year, very inexpensive. You go to a higher end gym such as Premier Fitness, Extreme Fitness, who I used to work for, you're gonna go into a place where you've got high end equipment, usually one or two more pieces of a piece of machinery like a bench press, but then you're gonna be paying about $49 to $99 a month as opposed to $99 for the year. Their hours of operations may be open earlier. Here it's like a 9 to 9:30, and on the weekends like from 9 to 4. So the more money you pay, obviously the better equipment you may get, or the more amount of equipment you may get, more amenities you may get. But really, it's not the equipment, it's the training. So if you have a good sense of what you're doing, some of these clubs offer personal training. I'd probably suggest to get some education on it if you have no clue what you're doing. Or if you've been training all your life and you haven't really seen any results, in a place such as Parks and Recreation, they may have on-site trainers. Take care, folks, and I'll see you next time. Mm-hmm.